Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Good morning, Every Nation. It is my utmost pleasure to bring to you the word this morning. I'm super excited because I know that we are in an interesting season of our lives. And by interesting, I don't mean anxious and interesting. I mean good, interesting. I know we are currently in a sermon series Enthroned, and I'm super excited because in this season of our lives, we get to focus on the sovereignty and the greatness of God. You've heard the word being said all over on the media and even in conversations. You've said it, and people may have said it to you, that we are in an unprecedented season of our lives. And as I continue to hear this word from different platforms and through different people, I believe that God also wants to do something unprecedented in this season. And I believe that God is already doing unprecedented things. And it is a great privilege and an opportunity for you and I to get in program with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I believe that this morning the Lord is going to speak to our hearts, and that whatever it is that has been a contention within us or even around us, He will bring it to a permanent end in Jesus' name. And before I share with us the word that I have for us today from God, I will go ahead and pray, and I want you to join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for today and for what you've purposed in your heart to do. We thank you that you are the God that is able to do for us what no man can do. Thank you for the privilege that we have to gather together in one accord to worship your name. And this one thing we ask of you in this service, that King of Glory, may your name be exalted. May you be known as the one that is able to make a way for us where there seems to be no way. The God of all possibilities, we ask you today that you do something new in our lives. We ask you today that you restore hope, you restore health, you restore wealth. We ask you today, God, for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. And most especially, we say, God, may you increase in our lives and may we decrease. Let everything, Jehovah, be a liar, even ourselves. But God, may you and your word alone be true today in Jesus' mighty name. And today, if you want to give a title to my message, you can say nothing has changed. Nothing has changed is a word that God has put in my heart in the past few weeks. And I'm sticking to my story because I believe that in the plan and in the counsel of the Lord, nothing has changed. Yes, we've been in a pandemic. And yes, there's been political issues. There's been racial injustice all across the world, not just in America. Something is going on beyond what we could have fathomed, even if we had been told. But this is the encouragement that I believe God is speaking to you and I in this season, is that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed about who God says He is, and nothing has changed about the promises that the Lord made to you. You did not know what kind of 2020 you were going to step into, but the King of Glory knew, because the Bible says that God goes ahead of us to make the crooked paths to be straight. Now, it is in our best interest to begin to invite Him into our situations and to allow Him to be the God that He has already promised us that He is. And so I'm saying to you again, and I want you to tell yourself, wherever you're watching me from, even if you're in your bathroom, I want you to declare this, that according to the plan of God for my life, nothing has changed. And we're going to read Isaiah 40 today. It's a very loaded scripture. In fact, I had a hard time really coming up with a portion that I wanted to speak from today. And it took a lot for me to just lean into the Holy Spirit and say, God, where do you want us to focus on? We're not going to read the entire scripture, but I encourage you to go ahead and read it. It will bless your life. So we're reading today from Isaiah 40, verse 12 to 18. And it says, who else has held the oceans in his hands? Who has measured up the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth, or has weighed the mountains and the hills on a scale? Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him counsel or to teach him? Has the Lord ever needed anyone's advice? Does he need instruction about what is good? Did someone teach him what is right or show him the path of justice. No, for all the nations of the world, all of the nations, America, all of the nations, all of Africa, all of Asia, all of Europe, every single nation is but one drop in a bucket. They are nothing more than dust on the scales. He picks up the whole earth as though it were a grain of sand. All the wood in Lebanon's forest and all Lebanon's animals would not be enough to make a burnt offering worthy of our God, the God that you and I serve. Verse 17 says, the nations of the world are worth nothing to him. In his eyes, they count for less than nothing, mere emptiness and fraud. To whom can you compare God? To whom can you compare the Ancient of Days? To whom can you compare the one that is the lion and the lamb all at the same time? To whom can you compare a God that changes everything, yet he remains unchangeable? To whom can you compare a man that did not withhold his only son, but gave him into the earth for you and I to be called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? To whom can you compare the one who is seated in heaven above? The Bible says that the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. To whom can you compare God? What image can you find to resemble him? You and I are made spiritually in the image and in the likeness of God, but physically we cannot, not no imagination on the face of the earth can be able to give us an accurate description of something that you and I can compare God to. And I'm calling you in this season that you would rise up and you would take your place as a person, a son and a daughter who understands and have a revelation of who their father is and begin to walk according to his counsel. Because from what we just read, it is telling you that God has not changed. He is the one whose fingers will measure the dimensions of the earth. Now, scientists may have an estimation of what this earth may weigh, but God has the accurate definition of how much the earth weighs and how much the length is and how high and how deep it is. And the Bible says that the whole of this universe is in the hands of God. Now, my question to you, if God can sustain this world in his hands, what is it about your life that God cannot sustain? Yes, we are in a pandemic, but heaven is not in a pandemic. Yes, we have been locked down, more so I would say locked in. And if we had locked into the Father in this season, we would have produced more in 2020 than we could have in any other year. Because in the season that we are at our worst, the Lord manifests his best. And you may be asking the question this morning, how do I focus on the sovereignty of God when everything around me is falling apart? First, you have to come to the place, you have to receive this resolve in your heart that everything around me is falling apart, but the one above me isn't falling apart. Yes, the devil may be against me, but I'm even more knowledgeable and even rooted in the one that is for me. Right? So how do we live in the revelation of nothing has changed? The promises of God are still yes and amen. He's still not a God that we can measure to anything. He's still not a God that we can compare to anything. Actually, the scripture says that no man can advise the Lord. And you may be that person this morning where you found yourself this year in a situation that is like, God, I have received so many prophetic words. God, I believe what you had said about me, but with everything that is going on, I don't know anymore if that word is going to come to pass. And the Lord is saying to you this morning, I don't need anybody to give me counsel on how I'm going to bring my promises to pass in your life. What I need you to do is to get in program and begin to believe. And a person who believes has a kind of disposition, because it's not enough to say that we believe. Your family is waiting for you to be an expression of the God that you've told them about. Your community is waiting on you to manifest the very nature of the God that you have told them about. And it is not a season that we can afford to be weary. I am not saying that it's not been a rough season. It has been a rough season. I am not saying that the enemy hasn't tried to knock us out, but I am saying we're still standing. And I'm not saying that Corona is something that we take lightly, or whatever it is, racial injustice, whatever it is, however these issues resonate with you. I am not downplaying how you feel, and I am not in any way trying to discredit your emotions. But this is what I'm saying, that there is a mystery of mercy right? That other people have been affected by these very issues in a way that it's costed them their life. Somebody died and left a spouse and left a job and left money and things that they held so dear, and they went to the grave without any of these things. Isn't it a mystery of the mercy of God that you and I are still standing in a season where many have fallen? Do you think it is because we're more righteous than the person that didn't make it? It is because God still has need of us. He's kept us alive for a reason. And so three things that I'm going to talk to you today about getting into alignment with the understanding and having the revelation that as far as God is concerned, nothing has changed about who He is, about what He said in His word, and who He's created you to be in Him. One thing is that in this season, this is our greatest opportunity to take our position as sons and daughters of God, but not only that, but to begin to also execute the orders of heaven. And you would ask me, favor, what are the orders of heaven? Well, read your Bible. Last year, which I believe a lot of you did, I cannot say I read this entire Bible last year, but I know most of you who were reading this entire Bible for the 52 weeks we had in 2019. What Bible were you reading if in this season you cannot find one word that reminds you of the one that is infallible and errorless? You know, something that I came to realization during this season is that we cannot afford to read the Bible as a piece of information. It is an invitation into an experience. And the reason why there is a discrepancy or a disconnect between the reality of what God has said about you or who He sees you to be in heaven and who you really are on the face of the earth is the lack of revelation and understanding of the Word of God. And so if you want to know the orders that you are called as a son and a daughter of the Most High God to begin to execute on the face of this earth and to bring hope where there is hopelessness and to bring stability in our systems and structures and nations, is that you have to go into the Word of God, and not just as an information, but begin to ask the Lord to give you an understanding and a revelation of how can this Bible become a reality in your life in such a way that you become a fool. Expression of the goodness of God.
And the second thing is for us to have the right disposition of heart. Purity of heart in this season or any other season of your life is a non-negotiable element. Purity is not just a matter of sexual morality. It is a matter of the disposition, the posture of our hearts in a season where everything is trying to get our emotions out of place. We are a people that have been called by the God that is sovereign to live from a place of revelation and the reality of who He is, not from a place of our emotions. I am not saying you shouldn't feel things, but I am saying live from the place of the reality of who God says, not what the media is trying to get you to react and respond to. You need in this season to wage war against bitterness. You need in this season to wage war against the spirit of offense. You need in this season to wage war against even your own political opinion, because the Holy Spirit is not even denominational, so I don't expect Him to be political. The right disposition of heart, a posture of heart before the Father that says, God, I don't understand what is going, but I'm grateful that your word says I don't have to lean in my own understanding, but that in this season I can acknowledge you in your majesty and in your greatness, that I can begin to testify out of my mouth even when nothing seemed to be happening in my life, but because your word says it, I can begin to testify that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I can begin to testify that the blood of Jesus has not lost its power. It is still the overcoming, powerful blood. It is still the blood that redeems. And even now, I am being redeemed by the blood of Jesus. This is not the season to live out of our traumatic experiences, but to live our life based on what Jesus has done. It is in your best interest to stay at the foot of the cross. It is in your best interest to stay logged into what the media of heaven has to say about the situations of the earth. The Bible says the earth is the Lord, but he has given it unto the children of men as an inheritance. Do you understand that the world that you live in is an inheritance that you have received from the Lord? And so you do not have any business living a passive and a casual lifestyle. Why people's destinies and their future are tied to your ability to know this God for who he really is and to begin to live according to the image that he has created you to be. The right disposition of heart. You cannot expect your flesh to give you something that your flesh doesn't have. And so we become subject to the desires of our flesh when we do not have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says it is only the Holy Spirit that really gives you a revelation of who the Father is and what is in his heart concerning you and the issues that we are facing. It is time for you to make your heart available and accessible to God, that he will begin to manifest his power through you. Do you know how many people would have been healed of the virus if you and I had a better perspective of what was happening to us and not to murmur, to whine, to complain? I'm not saying we shouldn't grieve, but I'm saying that we cannot take the enemy's bait to step out of line of who God wants us to be in this season and beyond. Number three. You cannot measure the word of God to anything else, right? Because we have this tendency, and that's all of us, including myself, we have the tendency to find ourselves in situations and then we begin to say, if God said it, then why hasn't it happened? I want you to know that you and I have a responsibility to allow God to even trust us. And sometimes when God speaks a word to us, it is going to be tested. If you read your Bible, when the children of God present themselves to the Almighty God, even the devil comes and presents himself, meaning that he will test the word that God has spoken to you. When you raise your hand in church to a prophetic ministry and you say, God, I believe, you don't just believe in the moment where everything is within your convenience. You believe even when everything is falling apart and does not make sense. Because he is the one that famine doesn't mean anything to God. Chaos doesn't mean anything to God. I believe that Christ is still in you, the hope of glory. And so we're not trying to measure the word that God has spoken to us to any other thing that is being said to us in this hour, because the word of God has a standalone authority. And if you read all of Isaiah 40, you will hear a portion of it that says that everything that you and I see will pass away, but the word of God will stand true forever. The word that God has spoken to you will stand true forever. The promise that he's made to you, the healing miracles that he wants to do in your heart, in your family, in your community will stand forever. God is not moved by what is happening on the face of the earth. The odds don't matter to him, because when he sits in heaven, the reality that God actually sees of you is the one that has been raised with Christ in heavenly places. And so I would say it is time for us to get back in our seat and begin to move in the dimension of the Holy Spirit's leadership based on who God is. I know there's sometimes when you cannot even seem to grasp an understanding of who you are just because of everything that is going on, which is why we're focusing in this season on God be enthroned in our lives, be enthroned in our cities, be enthroned in our nation. Because when we cannot be able to grasp an understanding of who we are because of where we're at and what we're going through, at least we can lean in to who God is. Is it possible that everything that is going on in this season has been an opportunity to expose to you the gods we were really serving, not the King of Kings? For me, I had to expose a lot of my idols, right? It could be people for you. It could be your definition of success. It could be your definition of what it looks like to have money and to live in a comfortable space. It could be your definition of what a peaceful world looks like. And God is exposing in this season to us, is it really the King of Glory that we serve, or it is really the idea of convenience and comfort that we've always wanted to have in our lives? And so my question to you in this season is, what was it that God said to you? Maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe even last year. What was it that God specifically spoke to your heart? What were some of the things that God even told you to do? Because let's even keep aside promises for a little bit. What about instructions? What are some instructions that God gave you? And you were supposed to move in obedience in this season, regardless of what was going, but you held on and did not do anything about what he said because you thought it was not the right time. Was it not in the same chaotic season that Isaac became a very wealthy man? Was it not in the same chaotic season that Joseph was raised out of prison? Was it not in the same chaotic situation that Esther redeemed a generation of Jewish people? Was it not in the same chaotic situation that Ruth found Boaz? Was it not in the same chaotic situation that Sarah conceived Isaac? Was it not in the same chaotic situations that Abraham had to believe God beyond reasonable doubt that it was not the nature of the barrenness of Sarah's womb that mattered, but the seed of God that was in him to bring life? What is it that God has promised, but also what is it that God has instructed you to do? I believe that now is the time because our God has not changed. He is the same. Nobody compares to him. No mountain can stand before the King of Kings. No, absolutely no one. It doesn't matter who is against you. God is still for you. He's not just the one that is your father. He's also your friend. We call him Jehovah Olam, the everlasting God. He is Alpha and Omega, and this I can assure you, he has a reputation to finish what he started, but he also has a track record to end what the devil started. But guess what? The devil will never be the Omega of your life. And by the authority of the word of God, I decree to you today that everything that was set to work against you in this season will begin to work for you as you log into the understanding of who your father is. May God use you in this season to display his power and his majesty in the name of Jesus. As you give yourself solely into obedience of what the word has got to say, and you choose to give yourself completely to this word, don't read the Bible. You need to study the Bible. That is the only way we're going to really allow God to be who he is. And mind you, when we say enthroned, I want you to know that God is not the God that you and I can make king. Whether you and I recognize him as king, he's king of glory. And so I invite you into a place of hope. There is a chef in heaven that has prepared a table for you. And guess what? The menu did not come with misery and hopelessness. And so I pray today in Jesus' name that the presence of the living God will rest upon you. And in this season, you will hear the voice of God that is saying to you whatever it is that God wants you to hear. And that in this season, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the heart of God for you, and that you will receive the grace of God to be able to advance regardless of what. May this next 2 months of your life be the best yet in the name of Jesus. May God bless you beyond every measure in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.